Watching some highlights here of Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Anyway, I get sidetracked on that.
You like to watch real quarterbacks, huh? That is something else.
I get sidetracked on that. Tua just met with the media. Tua just met with the media. Now, I'm reading here from Adam Beasley at Pro Football Network, okay? So Adam Beasley has written this synopsis about what Tua just said to the media. You can read it at profootballnetwork.com. Tua says he's been symptom-free from the day after the concussion. He said he never considered retirement and won't wear one of those guardian caps. Why, he was asked. His response was personal choice. So, and I saw Devon Achan was wearing one yesterday during the game. Tua is not going to be wearing one. I watched the press conference, like I've watched during the commercial break, the video of it. He was very relaxed. He was wearing a little sleeveless hoodie. He wasn't taking any of this stuff, you know, like with the seriousness that many wanted him to take it. Like he was asked, like, you've heard all the people talking about your retire. And he's like, yeah, I didn't pay attention to any of that stuff. Like, it was a very casual press conference. So anyone who wanted to make it a bigger deal, this is more from Adam Beasley. Will he play with more caution and not take unnecessary risks? Tua replied, got to be smart. My entire time playing football, that was sort of my edge when I would run. It's a professional setting, the best of the best. You just can't be doing that. I'm assuming he's talking about not sliding on the play that he actually ended up getting concussed on. Tua acknowledged it's frustrating to miss time and to be the symbol of the NFL's concussion issue. Quote, it's just frustrating that I couldn't have helped in any way outside of coach and just talking to guys. It's been a different type of way of leading. Tua acknowledged that the team made the right decision to put him on IR to protect myself from myself. Quote, Tagovailoa, when asked what he would say to people who were truly concerned about him, said, quote, I appreciate your concern. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. Tagovailoa said that the discourse around his latest concussion has been shaped by what happened to him 2 years ago when he was taken off the field on a stretcher in Cincinnati in a national showcase game. Tua said he remembers everything about what happened the night of his recent concussion, aside from a few spotty moments when he got up and went off the field. He remembered the play in which he got hurt. Tagovailoa said he's been throwing for the last 5 weeks, including some with Odell Beckham Jr. When asked about the risk of continuing to play, he likened playing football to driving one's car to work. Quote, there's risk in anything. I'm willing to play the odds. There you go.
Well, the whole guardian pad thing, I know y'all pushed back. His personal opinion is that he doesn't want to look goofy.
I didn't think Devon Achan looked goofy in it.
He did look goofy.
He did not.
Huh? You tell me you wear this, you'll be protected. It's a better chance you're not getting hurt.
Like, why those, don't you wear it? Those, personal, you seen those big-ass hats? Those big-ass hats? Some of the players created. Already like wearing a big-ass hat.
No. Embarrassed. I wear an 8.5. I'm embarrassed to put a hat on sometimes. And that's a regular hat. It's just a big-ass hat. He's just not going to wear it because he looks goofy. But to the point of what he said, his professional setting, that was the most interesting thing to me because we talked about that. I don't care if the game's on the line, do not go head first. Because if we lose this game, if it's 4th and 6 and the linebacker's coming to hit you and you're 4 yards and you're going to drop your shoulder now, we're now going to lose that game and we're going to lose 3 or 4 more games after it because you're not playing. Third down, you're scrambling. Oh, we got to get this first down. You know, we're in the red zone. Slide. 4th and 2, kick the field goal. And I'm sure that they've had this conversation with him. There is no single possession, single play for the Miami Dolphins now with how their roster is constructed that Tua should put himself in danger. Even if, and this is crazy to say as a competitor, even if the game's on the line.
Until you get to the playoffs.
See, there you go.
What? No, in the playoffs, then the game matters.
Okay. He gets that first down in the playoffs.
You're telling me. No, wait a second.
And now he's knocked to sleep.
Wait a second. Wait a second. No. You're telling me that the Dolphins quarterback cannot, under any circumstance, try to extend a play?
No, he gets to the play. Scramble. Move. When them people get close to you, don't look for the sticks. Fall down. He can extend plays. I want him to extend plays. I want him to move sideways. I want him to, you know, throw the ball. I want Tyreek to streak across. I want him to all the great stuff we want the good quarterbacks to do. I want him to do that, Hawk. If another human being without your jersey color on is anywhere around you, fall down.